is Katsuya Rurien, Katsuya Rurien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Olga J. Berry. OLGA, middle initial J, last name Berry. This was done on October 27, 2022. This was a telehealth visit. As a result, physical examination was not completed, period. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD has progressed from a stage two to stage four. And is likely acute on chronic, period. It is also associated with nephrosclerosis related to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. The most recent laboratory workup reveals a BUN of 22 from 26, creatinine of 1.65 from 0.88, and AGFR of 29 from 62. The patient denies any recent uses of antibiotics, NSAIDs, or any recent sicknesses, period. She does repeat passing dark stools, which has been happening for a while, and her iron saturation is 14%, although her HNH has remained stable at 13%. And 40%, period. She denies any urinary symptoms such as dysuria, frequency, urgency, but does report a history of uterine prolapse, period. The urinalysis reveals mild pyuria, and there is no evidence of either selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. Obstructive uropathy is part of the differential. Therefore, we will order a post-void pelvic ultrasound to rule that out, as well as a renal ultrasound to assess the renal structures, to see if there's any stones, hydronephrosis, or any other abnormalities, period. We will repeat a stat BNP. We will order a stat BNP to reevaluate the kidney, kidney function, period. We will also order uric acid to rule out hyperuricemia as the source of deteriorated kidney function, period. We will reevaluate the patient in 2 weeks to see if there's any improvement, period. Next line, hyperuricemia. With recent uric acid of 7.2, we will repeat the uric acid level, period. We advise the patient to decrease her intake of protein, especially animal protein, as well as purine-rich foods, period. If the uric acid remains elevated, we may consider adding either allopurinol or ULORIC, U-L-O-R-I-C, depending on the kidney function, period. Next line, arterial hypertension. We were unable to assess the blood pressure reading for today. However, the patient states she has been extremely hypotensive at home, and she was seen by her cardiologist, Dr. Torres, who actually, no, she was seen by her primary care doctor, Dr. Beltre, Beltre, and he adjusted her anti-hypertensive medications, period. She reports right lower leg swelling, but she takes Torsemite for it, period. She states that her PCP is aware of the right leg swelling, and she denies any pain, redness, warmth, period. We advise her to elevate her lower extremities and wear compression stockings or socks to help with the edema, period. Next line, iron deficiency. As previously stated, the iron saturation is 14%, although the patient's HNH has remained stable at 13 and 40% due to the patient's complaint of dark stools, we wanted to order stool studies. However, the patient states she recently had stool studies completed at her primary care doctor's office and everything was normal. She denies any any changes in the bowel pattern, period. We will order iron new iron 150 milligrams, new iron, NU hyphen iron, 150 milligrams, one tablet twice a day for the anemia, period. Next line, renal artery stenosis. If the patient kidney deterioration is not caused by obstructive uropathy or abnormalities in the kidneys themselves, we may consider repeating an aortic a renal artery Doppler ultrasound to rule out any narrowing of the renal arteries, which could cause deterioration in the kidney function, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has remained unremarkable with the current regimen. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 weeks with laboratory workup and